Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett and I'm your host. Thanks for listening. This episode is going to be just me because I have quite a bit of information with Blueberry to catch you up on and just wanted to get some of this out there for all of you podcasters that are interested. So it's going to be a much shorter episode as you can imagine and just going to get right into it. So to start the recap, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that I met at FinCon. It was a great event. It was the first time that we had ever gone, and it was great to see so many people interested in starting a podcast for their financial blog or website or radio show that they already have or whatever type of content that they're putting out there for people already and ready to move into a podcast. It was actually quite surprised in a good way about how many people were out there that were interested in starting a show, because I didn't know if they were going to really have any interest whatsoever, if they were already bogged down with other types of content, or if they had just already started a show in general. So it was nice to meet a lot of new people. I got to hang out with the PodFest gang. They were right next to my table, so we got to spend a lot of time together talking and to new podcasters and people that are interested in learning more about this. So I hope to see quite a few of you out there at PodFest in Orlando in February. Blueberry is sponsoring and we're already looking forward to that event. So overall, very good event for FinCon in Dallas. I had a great time. Looking forward to, I think, going back. So that was what I was doing for a little while. And in terms of what Blueberry is up to, so some of you might already know this, but recently Blueberry acquired the Cast Feed Validator. So it's been out there for a couple of years now, and it's something that we see as being very important to the podcast community and something that all podcasters seem to utilize at least once in having their show. So it was available, we snatched it up pretty quickly, and we don't really have any, you know, we don't have any plans to change anything for it in the very near future, or even the near future as far as I can tell, but we just want people to be able to use it the way that they have been and, you know, make sure that their podcast is working correctly. With CastFeed Validator, people are able to make sure that their podcast is working correctly. They're able to improve the uptime of their site because sometimes RSS feeds can bog it down, and this just essentially allows for some tech and hardware updates to your site. So we also got the podcasting plugin, you know, as part of this package that we have. So we also just wanted to remind you that CastFeed Validator is going to remain a free service. Blueberry has kind of been known for its free services because we offer free basic stats for your podcast and the PowerPress plugin, which has been free since day one because we really want to focus on how important it is for podcasters to have resources like this that makes their lives easier and their content better. And, you know, we want to strive to help the community. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep CastFeed Validator working the way that has been working and just leave it at that. So if you have any questions, let us know. Any concerns, anything like that, let us know. We're available multiple ways on our website and on social media, so get in contact with us if you have anything to say about the CastFeed Validator. Other than that, just another thing about Blueberry before I move on to some other subjects. I wanted to remind you all to keep up with the blog posts that we put out on PowerPress Podcast. One of the ones that we had out recently is about data about podcasting. So the name of the blog post is "Exclusive Blueberry Data Indicates Podcasts Are Still Rising in Popularity." Now, this means that essentially, people are listening to podcasts. This is a good thing. We all kind of knew this, but I'm sure some of you are happy to hear this as well. We have been collecting data for how many years now? Like 12 years now. We've been collecting information on podcasts because of our podcast statistics and our customers and whatnot. Every once in a while, we'll put out some of this data to the community. And this is going to give you a pretty good overview of what is happening based on, you know, what's been happening in the past couple of years and what we think is going to happen in the future. But essentially, more people are listening to podcasts. Unfortunately, 72% of those people are still men. So 28% of the women out there are listening to podcasts, and as a podcast host, I am, and just as a woman in general, that is a very sad number. So ladies, we need to make up for this, and also the men out there, consider what you're doing. Okay, the demographics are ages 36 to 45, and most listeners are in between $40,000 and $75,000 a year, so kind of information that we've already known. However, continuing with that, comedy is still the most popular niche, and sports and rec, TV and film, news and politics and society and culture are the next down the line. This is not a surprise. A lot of the shows that I listen to are comedy, and there's so many out there that it's easy for this to be the most popular one that everyone will listen to. So this one is kind of surprising, but Blueberry's highly detailed statistics indicate that approximately half of web browser traffic is coming from mobile devices, and 63% of podcasts are consumed via mobile apps. So not surprised whatsoever by the mobile apps. However, the half the percent of web browser traffic on a mobile device did kind of surprise me. I think that just kind of surprises me based on my own actions on my phone, because if I'm listening to a podcast on my phone, I'm obviously going to do it through an app. And I'm surprised that for all of the web traffic out there for listening to podcasts, that half of it is coming from a mobile phone. Because the only, if I'm going to listen to a podcast on a desktop, it will be through the web browser. But I'm not going to listen to a podcast through a web browser unless I'm on an actual desktop. So that one kind of threw me. And after that, we just kind of go into what we think is going to happen in the future in terms of podcasting. So this is data from a couple years now. Angelo just gave a presentation on some of this information a little while ago at the Audio Engineering Society conference that was a couple weeks ago. And you know, you can even take a look at the slides there that are included in the blog post. So check it out if you're interested. I'm sure for a lot of people out there that are doing advertising as well, this is very good information to know. So jump on that. That is all I have to say about Blueberry. I did want to move into some other topics, though, for the end of this episode. Nipod Pomo started on November 1st, and I have already not podcasted every single day of November, so I've already failed at this challenge. If you're not familiar with Nipod Pomo, go back 2 episodes ago and listen to the episode, and you'll learn all about Nipod Pomo, which is National Podcasting Post Month, where you post a podcast or you record a podcast every single day for the month of November. That seems a little extreme for me because I already do this podcast, and I don't know how I would add another one, to be completely honest. But in that episode, we talked about how I wanted to improve my editing skills. So that is what I am going to do for the month of November. Is I'm just going to take old episodes and go back and edit them again and see what I can change them. I'm not going to post these episodes. I'm not going to update any of them. But I'm just going to work on them for myself because I never really feel like I have enough time to learn how to make these editing changes and, you know, learn all these new ways of editing for new episodes. So I'm just going to use the catalog that I have and focus on those. It seems like a much better way to spend my time than delaying an episode coming out. For the rest of the month, I'm going to try to do that. And it's not Nipod Pomo. However, it did inspire me to do this. So that's what I'm going to focus on. If you are participating in Nipod Pomo at all, let me know. I would love to hear about it. I would love to potentially have you be on the show after the month of November to kind of get a recap on how it went for you. So if you're doing that, let me know. That kind of goes into the last thing that I really want to talk about, which is my podcast chronicle. So I haven't done one of these in a while either, and they kind of come sporadically when I feel the need to insert them into the episode. Because if nothing significant has really happened in a while, then I'm not going to just have a podcast chronicle just for the sake of it. I want it to be meaningful and to actually come from have some inspiration, have some reason behind it. So my podcast chronicle for this episode is that I would like to get guests booked up until the end of January. So for the rest of November, all of December, and probably the beginning of January as well. And I would like to do this before the end of November, because I know come December I'm not going to want to do anything. The other part of my podcast chronicle is I just want to give you guys a little bit of advice concerning podcasting and the holidays. So Thanksgiving is obviously coming up pretty quickly, at least for those of us in the United States. And I just wanted to remind all of you that people listen to podcasts while they are at home because they have days off while they are traveling. And, you know, this is a great time for you to get new listeners or for people to catch up on old episodes that they haven't listened to of yours. So while we all have the urge to take a step back and, you know, maybe just skip an episode, but it's really easy to. But I kind of think that we're kicking ourselves sometimes when we do that. So if you plan ahead pretty well, then I think you'll be fine and you can put out a shorter episode, or you can plan to release, you know, an old episode and just do a new intro and say, hey, this is a repeat. I'm spending time with my family. Enjoy. Or tell them, you know, this is when I'll be back. Just let out release a 3-minute episode, or even just, you know, if worse comes to worst, put out a blog post that says, I'm not going to be around. Look for an episode on such and such date when you know you're going to be available. So this goes for December with Christmas and New Year's as well. Super easy to get caught up and within that week or so and not want to do anything. Personally, I kind of just mentally duck out like December 15th or so. So I'm trying to plan ahead and get as many things done before this, so that I don't have to worry about it, because I do like to take a little bit of a break and hang out with my friends and my family and do a little bit of traveling. So I like to be ahead of that so that we don't run into issues and I don't, you know, have to feel like I'm pushing an episode out when I don't really want to, because essentially when you're in a rush, it's not a very good episode. It's not the quality that you want to put out there to your audience. So that's always an important one. Because, you know, we see statistics show that come the holidays, people listen more. They just do. They get new devices for Christmas and they want to test them out. And people say, oh, they get together with their family and they talk about what they're listening to and what they're watching. And, you know, it's literally a snowball effect. So for anyone out there that is considering ditching out for the holidays for your podcast, reconsider. And come up with a plan on how to handle it, and then you'll be fine. That's really all I wanted to do to give you guys an update. Wanted to talk about FinCon, what I was doing, talk about what Angelo was doing when he was at a conference at the end of October. Blueberry, we've got Gasfeed Validator, we've got data out there, we're going to events, we're keeping busy, that is for sure, we're always keeping busy. And then, just kind of give you an update on what I'm doing with this podcast. So if anyone out there is looking to be a guest on an episode, let me know, because obviously I am looking for guests for the rest of the year. Would love to have so many of you on here, especially people that have been listening for a long time. So if you're interested, contact me, let me know, and maybe you'll be my next guest. Thanks everyone for listening. Make sure that you listen to your podcast coming out in a couple days, and stay tuned for the podcast tip segment from Sean Thorpe. Thanks everyone.
This is Sean Thorpe from the Blueberry support team with this week's PowerPress tip. A lesser used but still powerful feature of PowerPress is the plugin's ability to display third-party embeddable players on your website. By default, PowerPress uses the MediaElement.js player that's built into WordPress to create a simple clickable player right there on your website. MediaElement.js is a modern HTML5 player that handles both video and audio playback. You've probably seen the audio version of this player on a number of podcast websites, signified by its minimalist black horizontal bar design with a play button on the left. MediaElement.js is a great, robust media player, but you might have access to an embeddable player from a third party such as YouTube or SoundCloud that you'd like to post with your podcast episodes. Of course, you can always simply copy and paste the codes for those players right into your WordPress posts, and those players will display accordingly on your website. But PowerPress has a built-in option for working with third-party embed codes that is a bit more elegant. Take a look at the Episodes tab in PowerPress Advanced Mode Settings, Near the top of the page, you'll see two checkboxes, one for embed field, and another one just below that called replace player with embed code. Checking the embed field box will create a new field within the podcast episode box of your WordPress posts called media embed. More on that later. Checking only this option will give you the ability to have a third-party media player show up on your website along with the standard PowerPress media player described earlier. If you'd like the third-party embeddable player to show up on your site instead of the PowerPress player, be sure to also check Replace Player with Embed Code in the Episodes tab. This option is especially popular with podcasters who are publishing video podcast feeds and also posting their videos to YouTube. This method allows them to easily display the familiar YouTube video player, and it may also help to ease the bandwidth burden for producers who aren't using a good podcast hosting service like Blueberry. As always, if you enable either of these options, be sure to click the Save Changes button at the bottom of the page. Now, when you look at the podcast episode box, you should see a field called Media Embed. Copy the embed code provided by your third-party service and paste that code into the Media Embed field. Once you publish the episode, your third-party embeddable player will show up wherever you've chosen to display the PowerPress player on your site. It doesn't matter if you're letting PowerPress automatically add itself to the top or bottom of your WordPress posts, or if you're using the PowerPress shortcode within the body of your posts. The third-party player will be there to serve up your podcast episodes to your audience. And that's it for this week's PowerPress tip. If you have any questions about this or anything else in the Blueberry universe, you can email me, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at blueberry.com. Also, don't forget to join the new Blueberry Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/blueberry. Leave a message there and let me know if there's something you'd like to have covered on a future PowerPress Tips segment. Until next time, thanks for listening.